My Indonesia Today is on Russia says Indonesia in BRICS plays an important role in uniting the global East-South. The Russian government welcomes Indonesia's joining BRICS as a full member. In a press statement regarding Indonesia's accession to BRICS released on Thursday, January the 9th, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated that Indonesia's joining would play an important role in uniting the global East and South. The statement said that Indonesia's candidacy had been presented and temporarily approved as part of the first wave of the bloc's expansion at a summit in Johannesburg, South Africa in 2023. The statement wrote that given the presidential election in 2024, Indonesia decided to postpone Jakarta's official candidacy until a new head of state takes office and a government is formed. The Foreign Russian Ministry explained that Indonesia's candidacy was unanimously approved by all BRICS member countries. Indonesia's accession to BRICS will further strengthen the authority of the bloc and consistently unite the global South and East to form a more just and balanced multipolar world order. Previously, the governments of the People's Republic of China also warmly welcomed Indonesia's joining with Brazil, Russia, India, Turkey, China, and South Africa in the BRICS group. In a press conference in Beijing on Tuesday, January the 7th, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said that Indonesia's official entry into BRICS is the common interest of BRICS countries and countries in the Southern Hemisphere or Global South. China is confident that Indonesia will make an active contribution to the development of BRICS. Guo Jiakun said he is ready to work with Indonesia and other BRICS members to jointly build a more comprehensive, close, practical, and inclusive partnership. Indonesia will bridge the interests of developing countries in its membership in BRICS, which consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus Turkey. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono in the annual press statement in Jakarta Friday. Sugiono explained that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is not an isolated policy.
Sebagai anggota BRICS, Indonesia akan memastikan.
As a member of BRICS, Indonesia will ensure to bridge the interests of developing countries and in the Pacific region, and will continue to actively prevent the sharpening of geoeconomic and geopolitical competition. Foreign Minister Sugiono further emphasized that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is a manifestation of Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. He explained that in less than 3 months, BRICS members agreed to decide and accept Indonesia as a full member. According to him, this proves that Indonesia is a country that is considered important to be able to join immediately. That was My Indonesia Today.